Translating tax dollars to homeless prevention. It's the Friday Mixer. All this week on KCRW, you've been hearing stories of people on the verge of becoming or who already are homeless in Los Angeles County. That number, by the way, only keeps going up. Homelessness jumped 23% in 2016 when compared to the year before. That means more than 58,000 people are currently living on the streets or in shelters in L.A. County. Well, to address that issue, voters in both the city and the county voted to tax themselves to fund programs to house and help the people on the streets. And a big part of that money moving forward will be directed toward prevention efforts. To talk more about that is Joel John Roberts, who's the CEO of PATH, or People Assisting the Homeless. That's a nonprofit that builds housing for the homeless. Hi, Joel.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us.
Here.
You bet.
Yes.
We're also joined by Sarah Mayen. She is the Director of Policy and Planning at the L.A. Homeless Services Authority, or LASA. That's the joint city-county agency tasked with managing the region's response to homelessness. Hi, Sarah.
Oh, pleasure to be here.
You bet. You're the ones who did the count, right? Where we see homelessness up by 23%.
That's correct.
I want to start with you, Sarah, because in a recent L.A. Times article, your executive director there at LASA, Peter Lynn, conceded that the organization, quote, has almost no experience with homeless prevention. What are your thoughts on that? Explain that comment.
Yeah, I actually don't think that's a correct representation of the agency's work. I think perhaps it didn't fully represent Peter's intention, which is LASA administered through federal stimulus dollars, through ARRA. There was a homelessness prevention and rapid rehousing program that operated from 2009 to 2011. And there was homelessness prevention that was serving a broad range of people across the county. Since that funding ran out, there weren't there was not HUD funding that was available or local funding that was available for LASA to be administering prevention programs. There was a VA homelessness prevention program that was operating, but that was funded through the VA.
Well, now that we Sarah have all these tax dollars set to come in for prevention, right? For indeed prevention, how are you guys retooling? What are you trying to do to focus more on getting more people, not off the streets, but stopping people from getting onto the streets in the first place?
Sure. Yeah. So we're taking the lessons learned from HPRP and from our prevention experience. And I mean, there's really a three-pronged approach that's needed. And Joel can certainly speak to this as well. PATH has been a critical partner in this work. But there's three components. The first is providing supportive services. So if people are facing imminent risk of becoming homeless, it's really working with them to identify what those barriers are to be able to retain their housing and have long-term housing stability. So having, you know, a case manager that works with them to address those barriers. The second piece is having financial assistance available. So that can help cover things like rental arrears, or if the household needs to move to a new unit, helping to cover those moving costs, security deposits, and some short-term ongoing rent, as well as other financial assistance. Again, really focused on having long-term housing stability.
Joel, when we say prevention, what are we talking about? What does that mean exactly? I mean, it sounds simple. Hey, we're going to prevent you from becoming homeless. But I'm sure it's a little more complicated than that.
Yeah, and I think when people typically think of help of ending homelessness, they think, let's get people off the streets. So for years, not just Los Angeles and LASA, but the whole country has been concentrating resources and efforts on getting people off the streets. And so even just last year in Los Angeles, the whole county helped 14,000 people get off the streets, and yet the numbers went up. So now we're realizing it's not just helping people get off the streets, but it's helping people not get on the streets.
Do you think, Joel, and I hate to interrupt you, but because
sure.
We keep hearing over and over and over again of how expensive it is to live in Los Angeles. Is this an affordable housing issue? I mean, I'm sure that's part of it, but is that what's happening here? Is that a big part of what's going on?
It's definitely part of it, not only in Los Angeles, but all throughout California. Obviously, if we could pay $500 for a one or two bedroom apartment, we could really help people get off the streets. But when we're paying, you know, almost $1,500 for rent, a lot of people are not able to to stay in housing and pay their rent.
Sarah, what say you about that in Lhasa over there? Are you guys worried, concerned that housing and rent prices just keep going up?
Absolutely. We are concerned about that. And we have seen, as you know, as the numbers of people who are experiencing homelessness go up, we've also seen similarly that's when, you know, the cost of housing is going up and the percentage of, you know, vacant units is going down.
I mean, Mayor Garcetti has said and other supervisors have said in L.A. County that, you know, the way to address this is a multi-pronged attack. One of which is to build as much housing as possible, right? Get as much housing. I think Garcetti had mentioned 100,000 units in a specific amount of time. Is that even doable?
It's all about political will and neighborhood will. You know, obviously with Proposition H and Measure HHH, the city and the county have stepped up to the plate to actually build housing and provide the services to help people in the housing. Now we need the neighborhoods to be willing to say, yes, we'll build this housing in our neighborhoods, because we have the resources to build and we have the resources to actually help people stay in their apartments. Now we just need the neighborhoods to say, yes, we can do it in our backyard.
I wonder, though, if some of those neighborhoods, if you see like a development, developers want to build units that get as much money as they possibly can, right? So they're competing for those plots of land that will have housing for all kinds of people, right? I mean, what kind of fight is that going to be?
We have to prioritize land for people who are living on the streets, because neighborhoods do not want people living on their streets in front of their homes and in their businesses. So it's better for them to be in housing than it is for them to be in front of residences and businesses. So sooner or later, our neighborhoods going to have to say, you know what, we need to take some of our land and build housing so these people can get off the streets.
Sarah, how long do you think until we see some results? We're talking hundreds of millions of dollars, not only through the city tax dollars, but also through the county. When will we see something tangible?
I mean, I think, you know, there are some results that are already, you know, being, you know, that will be seen immediately. But the scale of our, you know, of our homeless crisis is really, really large. And so it's decades long, and it's going to take some time, for us to really be making the impact on, you know, visible homelessness on the streets. It'll take probably a couple of years to see that, but there will be results for people, and there already are immediately.
We just have to look at this as an infrastructure problem, and that we don't have enough housing. And it's just like traffic. You can't build public transit and freeways in a couple of years. It's going to take decades.
Joel John Roberts with the nonprofit PATH, Sarah Mahon with Lhasa. Thanks to you both.
Thank you very much.